Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Chief, may I
have a riddle for you?
What has big round shape, carries man and dog, and flies?
May give up. What has big round shape?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
He always sings raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a pretty good horse. The syncopated gaited, the touch upon the meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear this fella's gun, because the western folks all know why he's a highfalutin' scoop-shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, you talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a pretty good horse. The syncopated gait, the touch upon the meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear this fella's gun, because the western folks all know why he's a highfalutin' scootin' shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, you talk about your cowboys, ragtime cowboy Joe. Raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a pretty good horse. The syncopated gaited and the such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear this fella's gun, because the western folks all know why he's the highfalutin' scootin' shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy,
you talk about your cowboy,
ragtime cowboy Joe. Ragtime cowboy Joe, ragtime cowboy Joe, ragtime cowboy Joe. Why is a shooting a highfalutin, a tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe?
And now live from coast to coast, the Possum Hour theme.
Of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production, starring Carl Malden, also starring Michael Douglas. With guest stars, Leif Erickson, Peter Strauss, Marshall Thompson,
special guest star, James Gregory. Tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
Fuck yeah. Michael Douglas was first. Richard Hatch was second, Ford. He asks. Came first. Yeah, Michael Douglas got the movies. Offers Day. For the love of God. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. That's the cool thing about being on for so long. You could play the same song, the same theme song again, and it's like it's brand new again. I don't know if you're missing anything. It was a pretty good cop show. Who doesn't know that one? Great theme, though. Takes place in San Francisco. Go figure. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of extra crispy tapioca and liquid cheese curls. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You are listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Patrick Williams wrote that? I thought that was a Dave Grusin. Monday nights, one of the few Dave Grusin didn't write. Monday nights, 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Did I say it was a home of the finest of fake radio entertainment? Well, it is. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's UFO special, titled, Who's the Whack Job Now? This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chindribble with his guest, the Honorable Pembroke Drinkwater Von Funt, the last of the great Manhattan washroom attendants. Thursday, Chunk Luster gets a rash. Then it's Friday Night Possum Somewhere. A week's worth. Worthwhile time wasting. Ew. The UFO show. I hope we'd listen to that one. Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll put it on just for the hell of it. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Shit, which one is it? Okay, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Cholesterol levels of many Americans are too high, but for a group of people in New Jersey, cholesterol went down. They joined in a total dietary program to reduce cholesterol. Less fats, lean meat, egg and cheese substitutes, and highly polyunsaturated foods, including Promise margarine. Promise is highly polyunsaturated. The results? Their average cholesterol level went down. Down significantly. And Promise tastes like butter. Promise.
Hello?
Oh, I like Elo, yes I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like Elo, yes I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like your feet, I like your nose, but I don't like your throat.
What's the matter with you, Harry? What are you singing in the wrong cases for?
I ain't singing. I got me ear caught in the guitar string.
Oh.
No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got an offer just the other day. A better than Hollywood yesterday. I got an offer and I'm telling you.
from the San Diego Zoo. I got a feeling that you're mad for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a feeling that you're mad for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, me pants are tight, me heels are high, and I got hair growing in me eye.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Some hour says, suck it.
There she is.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. I hate that one. I'm taking that off. I don't want to hear that again. Don't want to hear it again. So how you doing there, Professor?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Good, good. Put any pounds on, did you?
Nah. I'm still staying at 131, 132, around that area. Ain't going anywhere.
I'm trying to get
go
down
out
to
the bag.
Trying to get down to 230. I thought the Groundhog Day again, man, over the weekend. Yeah. Every time I turn on the news, they're going like, "Okay, there's a UFO," and I'm like, "I already heard about this," and then it's another UFO, and then they go, and then they found. Found some more classified documents in Pence's house. I'm like, that was just the other day, right? No, there's some more.
Pence's house? No shit.
Yeah, and at Bobo's. Bobo had one of his aides downloaded some onto a laptop.
Jesus Christ.
And he was using one of the empty folders to block the light on his phone by his bed, according to the story. His blue light kept him up. I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
What a weird weekend. I don't know about the UFOs.
I didn't know about the UFO or anything. I don't watch the news.
Well, they said, one of the Army dudes said, like, it's not like there's more UFOs all of a sudden. It's just that they're looking closer after that balloon thing.
Yeah.
So they're finding more shit. Probably some of them are just private people's drones and shit. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and I had this, man, you know, I hate to break it to you, buddy, but we're getting old, okay?
Okay.
And the thing that's scary, more than the physical, is the mental breakdown, you know? You know? What the fuck was it? I'm not making fun of Alzheimer's or anything like that. But I guess it was Friday night. Say it's Friday night. Anyway, I'm trying to think of this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And I can't think of the name of it. And I know it's like...
all the time.
You know, and I'm like, what is that stuff? I used to love that crap when I was a kid. Oh, what the fuck is it? What the fuck is it? It's some kind of pudding. It was so stupid. I'm sitting there. It's some kind of pudding, and it lumps. There's lumps in it, and it has kind of a vanilla taste. And I'm trying to search.
Are you thinking rice pudding?
No, it wasn't rice pudding. I was searching on my gym crack, Googling. I'm not a good Googler on my gym crack. Finally, somebody puts it down. Tapioca.
Oh, there you go.
Tapioca. And I could not think of that word. It was like pissing me off and bumming me out because it's like, oh, my God. Why can't I think of this word, man?
It's a great Nesmith song.
All I could think of was my buddy Rookie used to call it railroad spit. I could remember that, but I couldn't remember tapioca. He hated tapioca. I love tapioca. Rookie's weird. He doesn't
How can
like
you hate
eggs.
Tapioca? What, is he a communist?
He doesn't eat eggs.
Oh, jeez.
Get the fuck out of here, man. That's... Where's these days? But I like it. GT says he calls it fish egg pudding. That's Applecheek says she doesn't like it. It reminds her of fish eggs. The consistency does turn a lot of people off. But I was a little kid. Love me some tapioca. Yeah. Tapioca Tundra. Should have played that tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Living Lane.
Nice city.
Let's see. What else we got? Oh, the Super Bowl. Did you watch that?
No.
No, I didn't watch it either. Hoax team.
I don't have anything to watch it on. I don't have any, it wasn't on free on any stream.
Well, no way.
Yeah. Oh, of course you got to pay for it someplace.
Sheesh. Well, hey, G says tapioca.
I watch it anyway.
Cava.
I could care less.
But, yeah, no, I didn't watch it either. I'm just not into football that much. But I saw where this one commercial, it was for Tubi. And the commercial went like it cut back to the announcers, and then it started flipping channels. Okay. And I said everybody, like the thousands of people around the country were going nuts because they thought they were sitting on the remote or something. Somebody was fucking with their remote. So you got to tip the hat to that one.
Yep. Love Tubi.
Tubi, good one, man. We'll talk about Tubi a little bit.
There you go.
I'm ashamed. I owe you all one. So let's blow something up, man.
Yes.
In our tradition of blowing up something we've already blown up before. Where the fuck is it, man? Here it is. We'll just get right to it, man. Jump in.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Blow it up.
I gotta see Nora before I leave. Nora? Who's Nora? She's the most beautiful nurse in the world, and I'm madly in love with her. You don't say. Yeah, wait till you see her. She's got eyes like stars, a shape like Venus, and teeth like pearls. My Nora.
Yeah?
Nora, my beautiful sunflower. Ain't she a dream? Now I really see the dream walking. Dream? She's a nightmare. Hey, you know, I think she's uglier than you are.
Yeah, well, she's got...
What? Oh!
If we can solve any problem...
Holy shit! I'm gonna go!
Why do we lose so many tears?
Of course, fuck, I'm a Fredo!
Money,
it's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
This is terrible. How long can a thing like this take?
I don't know. I'm going crazy myself.
Pull the string.
Thank you.
spinning, going round, round, round. I'm gonna put you down, you crazy woman, gonna let me, you let me down, you let me down. I took the head up from pain, I'm gonna say,
stay around,
round, round,
round, round,
round, round, round, round, round, round, round, round, round, spinning, going round, round, round. I'm gonna put you down, you crazy woman, gone and let me put you down. You put me down. I took the head of the pain. I'm gonna say,
stay around.
Going round, round, round. You've been treating me, you've been treating me like a clown, a foolish clown. I took the head up a pain, I'm gonna say,
stay around.
I'm going round and round. My head has been going, baby. My head has been going round and round. My head has been going round and round.
Desperados.
It's pretty hot. Tapioca. I was so happy when the tapioca. I thought it was like a two-word thing, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Kind of French. It just wouldn't, I couldn't grasp it, man. It was out there in front of me, and I couldn't.
Yep.
I'm looking at the shit. I'm eating it. What the fuck is it called?
That's it, man. We're losing it.
Okay, my mea culpa. If you wrote down on your list of things to do to watch The Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis.
Still haven't seen that one yet.
I don't know, man. You might want to save yourself the trouble.
Uh-huh. I may pull the trigger on it. I've been getting into bad movies lately.
The Charlie Callis bits are gold.
Oh, yeah.
Once he goes nuts and he's on the screen, it's funny. But Jerry's just, jeez.
Uh-huh. He's an annoying prick, man.
There's this one. They're doing this little romantic montage with him and the girl. And they're sitting by a fountain. A little fountain, right?
Yeah.
And Jerry's smoking a butt and he flicks it end over end into the pond. Like, that was a romantic thing to do. Thinking, man, this movie, not aging well right here. Lots of smoking, a lot of smoking humor. That kind of stuff. Yikes. No tapioca, though.
How come Tim Curry didn't learn from that? You get your success immediately with that kind of comedy, but then decades later, you'll be considered an asshole.
I don't know. He did some. He did some serious work. He got some kudos for. Not that I saw any of it.
Yeah, which isn't bad. I like that. I forget that Marnie Racing one that Charlie Kaufman wrote.
Yeah.
Sunshine
yeah.
of the Mind or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't too crazy about his Andy Kaufman one.
That was interesting.
It was, but yeah, you know, wouldn't see it again.
I liked how the people from the show were on it.
Yeah. That's always good.
My nose is running. Pardon me. my little flower garden's starting to sprout, but I don't see any crocuses.
Crocuses?
I'm looking,
what the fuck's crocuses?
I have these little crocuses. They're little cute little purple and white flowers, you know. Real low to the ground. But you don't plant them very deep because they're a little dude, right?
Yeah.
I think that fucking groundhog dug up my crocuses, motherfucker.
They're back?
Oh, they're in there sleeping now. They'll be back. They'll be back pestering me.
The rotating ground's not doing much.
Fuck. It's a ripoff. I knew it was going to be a ripoff, but you're like, well, maybe. Maybe Superman's real. cheap way out of this problem. Going to take either hard work or money.
Neither
of which I have much of. they like the crocuses, Daddy G. So from now on, it's just daffodils. They hate them. They hate daffodils. I love daffodils. They're pretty.
There you go. Jump it down their throats.
So, who's your messiah now? I think they dug up some of the tulips. I'm not sure if they like tulips. Tulips are down there 6 inches, man.
Okay.
Dedication. Fuckers. Definitely not my spirit animal.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Right. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Possum Lounge.
The Possum Lounge. First and foremost, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice in the house.
They like that. The rock and roll. Thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
How many steps do you have today, man? She does like a tremendous amount of steps.
Oh, yeah. Me.
Treadmill. I remembered it. Treadmill. Not growing old. What'd I say? Say I did 6,000 today, which is good for me.
Okay.
Happy with it. It's funny. I was going to do my walk, which is like 5,000 steps. And I didn't feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
So I only did part of it. And then later on, I felt like walking some more. And I, total it up. I ended up doing more than my 5,000. So that might be the way to go.
We had a nice day to it, right?
Oh, it's beauty. That was the other thing. It's so nice. She did 15,000 almost day. 15 fucking thousand.
Oh.
Jump Jiminy.
That's a lot of walking.
Wow. I was out there for like a couple hours walking. Yikes.
It was 57 here.
Good
nice.
For you. Yeah, it was like 50. I think it broke 50. So,
yeah.
I was all down with that, man.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for coming, and yikes.
Sweet
There's
up.
Daddy G.
Daddy G.
He's not on the Grenache Network, though. I should have. He wanted to be included in the Grenache Network plugs. I
there
apologize. Next time you're in the chat and I'm doing the Grenache plugs, I'll throw you in there. But I'll plug
there
you in.
Go.
Out. The Night with Daddy G. Saturday at 9 Eastern Time.
Daddy G.
Check your local listing. No, it's on Blog Talk Radio. Right here on Earth. Thanks for coming, sir. Oh, it's over. Bastards.
Okay.
Okay. I hope not, man. Rooting against Okay today. That's why I always feel like when I take a walk that I ain't going to croak today. You know, I'm not going to drop dead today. I did something healthy.
You don't think you're going to drop dead while walking? That's always been my thing. I don't want people coming out and rescuing my ass.
Yeah.
I die in the privacy of my own home and not be saved.
Yeah. I don't see my buddy the Pope, though. I should have seen this coming, man. He went to the hospital last week. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I heard not. But I should have known. He was saying he wasn't walking up to his bed. You know, he's sleeping on a couch downstairs.
Okay.
That's a bad sign, man.
Yeah.
You gotta get up and move. You can't just sit there. Anyway. Eddie G adds, in the grotto.
In the grotto.
And his mama cried. No, that's the ghetto. I was getting confused. Anyway, thank you for coming, sir. There's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
The show. Dr. Cake. Who had a rash.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all I know. Had a rash. She has a cake. I'll give you a cake. There's a cake.
Ah.
All right. Thanks for coming, darling. It wouldn't be a shame. And there he is.
Dr.
Sport
Kate.
Prefect. Feeling okey-doke tonight. He's feeling half decent.
Good.
Feeling completely like shit. That's a good day for me anymore when I don't feel completely like shit.
I felt great yesterday. I don't know what it was.
Did you really?
About. Yeah, I just felt terrific.
What was that, Friday, I think it was. I felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll have that. You know, it wouldn't be a this cosmic combobulation without Ford Prefect. Easy for you to say.
Skippy.
Man, I'm starting to get hungry now, man. Hit the diet tonight, man. Tomato, cottage cheese, celery.
I took your advice and bought cereal today. Captain
Cereal,
Crunch.
Yeah. Captain Crunch.
Reese's, some kind of a Reese's thing because it's 160 calories.
Nice.
Get the fat and shit.
You're going to rip up the roof of your mouth, man, with that Captain Crunch. What is that, man? You know?
I don't know.
I thought that was
I don't
just
think
me.
I've ever eaten Captain Crunch.
No way.
I like the good, the ones good for you, the ones with the raisin brand and shit like that. I never eat this.
Well, that's why I eat it grown up. When I was a kid, I wanted sugar, frosted flakes, and fuck, man, all that shit. I was a big Cap'n Crunch guy. But it does, it rips up the roof of your mouth, man.
And you put more sugar on it. I remember Fat John always yelling at me, there's sugar in it. I'll put more in it.
I know. Unreal. All that sugar on those poor little developing brains. No wonder we're sitting here doing
fucking
podcasts.
I always like the milk. When you're done, you drink the milk. That's always good.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate the good cereals when I was grown up, like Raisin Bran. I love Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
Cheerios and shit. Yeah. When I was a little kid, I wanted some sugar on that.
Captain Crunch with berries.
Yeah,
I avoided
the berries.
Chocolate ones because I think that looked disgusting. It probably would have been good for weight thing. I don't want chocolate fucking chocolate.
You know
Captain
what?
Crunch.
You know what's high caloric is that. Damn it! See, Mucilix and shit. What is that? Mucilix and granola. Granola is very high caloric, man. It's not really that good for. I mean, as far as like for me to eat it, like, oh, it's good for you. Well, no, it is good for you, but it's high calorie.
Okay.
Lots of calories.
Good to know.
Yeah, granola. I remember granola.
I looked it up. Gelato is high calories as ice cream. Ice cream is fatter. It's fattening. More fattening.
Get out of town.
According to Google, I don't know. Get out of town.
No. That's great news.
That's great news. There you go. All right, now you have an excuse to eat up.
I'm fucking real happy to hear that, man. It tastes like it's twice as caloric as ice cream.
Yeah, there you go.
Holy crap, Oli. Wow. You learn something new every day. Well, thank you for coming, Ford.
Ford, appreciate
pleasure to have you, sir. Glad you're feeling better. He's turning into a toad. I think it's a personal problem. Apple Cheeks suggest eating a big bowl of porridge every Monday.
Yeah?
Uh-oh. Daddy G said he'd kiss Ford. Uh-oh. You guys get a room. So thank you, Henry Ford. There's G.T. Trenton.
The
strongest man on the internet. Man who makes... oh, yeah, you got to hang out with him, man. Eat some of that Oreo cheesecake he had on Facebook there. Wow.
I should follow him. He should be my menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Jot this shit down.
Send him one of them pies. Ford says, I'm not that kind of a toad. And Daddy G says, they are in a room. A chat room. Yo.
There you go.
Do I have a hey-o for that?
Hey-o!
There you go. All righty. Okay. Let's finish this off. They're coming, GT.
GTO.
Oh, good to have you with us. And finally, last but not least, in this collection of spectacular human beings. Other People's Eyes, our old pal.
Oh, Other People's Eyes.
And with the whole room of record collection. Man, you know you don't want to move ever. You're going to have to ditch. You're going to either have to ditch some of it or you're going to have to move it all.
Yep.
I had
to get rid of all of mine with that whole Massachusetts thing.
Yeah. All my friends would come over, you know, like old friends come in and they see the records. They're, you got your records. I ditched mine right after college or, you know, when I was in my 20s or somewhere. Fucked up.
It still has that pot stems in between those double albums. Some seeds.
Get that right, Jack. You don't get seeds anymore, man. They don't want you growing that good shit.
Oh, yeah.
They weigh more than you think. That is so true, Oak, man. Tell me about it. I just moved them 10 years ago. I ain't moving again. Move me out on a gurney. That's what's going to happen there. All right. And finally, orbiting the lounge in his hovercraft, the ever-witty, erudite, and mundane Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here.
And there they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Captain Decker.
Happy to be here.
Route 66. It winds.
Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles away. I get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis and Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingston, Pasco, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip?
Like a pastiffas all at some more.
Oh yeah, that was beauty.
Smells like ass.
No, it doesn't smell like ass. That's so gross.
So who did that version? That was the Troop, was it? Bobby Troop?
That's Sammy, babe.
That was Sammy? Okay.
It was Sammy. Okay, Ford said it's from his Nat King Cole tribute album. It sounded like the King Cole Trio instrumentation
there. Okay, I couldn't
place
him. No. Okay.
Really? Well, what? It,
yeah.
Wasn't,
I don't
he
know.
Wasn't thamming it up.
I
he was doing
ending.
It. Like,
I should have got it with the ending.
Yeah. I think he was trying to do it as a Nat in the
playing
Nat, maybe. I don't know. It's good, though. Loves me some Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy.
Sammy, baby.
I seen that. Ford was doing a whole series of Route 66s.
Man, he was finding the Route 66s.
Oh, yeah.
And funny enough, it's not the theme to the show. Why is that? Do I think Friday Possum will ever return? Hey, you never knew. I was doing a deep dive. Don't ask. Well, okay. Somebody mentioned Joe Flynn, one of those past celebrities I'm kind of obsessed with.
Yeah.
And so I was starting to do a deep dive on Joe Flynn. And I looked at this one movie he was in. And who else was in it? Ted Bessel, right?
Oh, no shit, yeah.
Ted Bessel's default picture on IMDb is Ted Bessel with the chimp. I swear to God, man. Oh, man. Poor old Ted Bessel.
Ted did a good job with that Woody Allen play, though, man, even though the movie was a little bizarre. Don't drink the water.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a little Ted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bring it back, Ted.
Ted Bessel. Ted Bessel.
Ted Bessel, 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 I said Bessel, I mean Ted Bessel, Ted Bessel, my man. Ted Bessel. Bessel lives. Bessel is my man. I like Ted Bessel. Bessel is human. Yeah. Don Hollinger forever. I love Ted Bessel. He's the greatest guy that ever lived. Oh, yeah.
Bessel lives. You could be a winner.
Well, you're in luck. Tonight's 3 minutes is only 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
There you go. There is a God.
Oh, yeah, especially when you realize it's Possum Hour's tribute to Burt Bacharach.
Oh.
Could possibly go wrong with a Burt Bacharach song.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil the surprise. Uh-oh. No. Dr. Cake left. Oh, she's back. Good. So maybe it's the Burt Bacharach thing. He was great, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was a great, one of the greatest songwriters of our time. And that means old people like you and me.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Dionne Warwick could sing the fuck out of a Burt Bacharach song, you know?
Got that right.
So, like, you could safely assume this isn't going to be Dionne Warwick. 3 minutes. Never get back.
vouchers. We ain't got no vouchers. We don't need no vouchers. I don't have to show you any stinking vouchers.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's French fries.
Yeah. Wow, man. I got a very negative response from the Possum Lounge.
It sounded like a pussycat singing, though.
Hope says it was great for 3 minutes.
There you go. And it was.
That was two Ross Bagdasarian songs tonight. he sang the Yeah Yeah song at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
That was from a, I don't know. I think they were supposed to be the bed bugs, like a beetle knockoff. I don't know. All right, this is from the Super Bowl last night.
Yeah?
Some fans who were watching with their children's were upset because in Rihanna's halftime show, she rubbed her crotch and then sniffed her hand. I say it's par for the course, man.
There you go.
You know, get the kid up late watching Super Bowl. You're gonna see a few things. You know, you might see a nip. Uh-huh. Remember, years ago we saw a nip.
We saw a nip.
All right. This is newsworthy. This is a thing. The link. All right. A company offered Philadelphia, in case they won yesterday, they offered them these huge 55-gallon drums full of cheese whiz-infused lubricant that they could put all over the poles and such in the city, street lights and traffic lights and whatnot. I read this whole thing earlier and I'm like, man, that just so sounds like bullshit. It's got to be true. So we'll, you know, I don't know. I just kept imagining guys rubbing their Philadelphia cheesesteaks on the poles downtown. Hey, extra cheese over here.
Well, we get goofy. We were turning over cars before the game started.
Any excuse.
Something seriously
that's
wrong
thing.
With Philadelphia. Yep.
Just think if they'd have won. Weren't the thing to the ground. Non-stick, ultra smooth with whiz. I can't be true, but...
Who knows, man?
I saw it on the internet, so, you know.
Well, it's got to be true, then.
Gotta be true. Alright. let's see. Oh, this is cute. I almost didn't share this because anything with dogs anymore I don't want to look at because it makes me feel sad about not having a dog, you know. And this dog that had been at a rescue for quite some time was adopted and got lost and it made its way back to the rescue place and rang the doorbell. Rang the doorbell outside. There was a dog. Well, like that come felt on. Like home, man, I guess. I don't know. It's pretty weird. Anyway, everybody's reunited and happy ending. The end.
There you go.
Oh, it's my dog. I saw this thing on the news this morning. Woodpeckers in this house in California. They drilled through the chimney and somehow that leaked into the wall and they found 700 pounds of acorns stashed inside the house's walls.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's, I mean, I would think that would be a world record.
Oh, yeah.
700 pounds of acorns in your wall.
God.
He got this room. He opens up, he drills a thing in the wall, makes the drywall, and it's like hitting the jackpot in Vegas, man.
To see Mary Tyler Moore spill out with it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a little chipmunk on top. a quite attractive little chipmunk, I might add. All right. Okay, well, that's it, man. We got to go to the gridiron here, man. The old world records.
Yes.
Speaking of mice,
yes.
I think we did this, but it's dated the 9th. The San Diego Zoo mouse, officially the world's oldest mouse at the age of 10. I'm having deja vu
mice,
on that.
They have mice at the zoo?
Yeah, well, it's a Pacific pocket mouse. It's a special specific named Pat for Patrick Stewart. He was born July 14th, 2013. So.
Okay. Way to go.
Now officially the oldest mouse.
How about that mouse from the Green Mile, though? What is that? That was like a couple hundred years old.
It's a magic mouse, though, wasn't it?
Okay.
I don't think that counts. It's non-magic collection of facts and things. Okay, a basketball. Okay, this is kind of cool. I don't know why I saw the video and I went, that's kind of cool. Basketball fans put on capes for a Guinness World Record in Ontario. An Ontario basketball game. The Raptors, Toronto Raptors. And, you know, when they do these shenanigans, it's always for a charity or something.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And I raised money for... Kids, rehabilitation of kids.
Okay.
Who's against that?
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. They put the capes on for the kids, and plus they beat the record, which was set in 2019 by Batman fans at a Warner Brothers World in Abu Dhabi.
Good.
So congratulations, Ontario. Stick it in there.
Uh-huh.
This is there. Rub their nose in it.
That's right, man.
All right. You Abu Dhabi.
I whooped Batman's ass. There you go.
They should have played that when they gave him the award. Oh, man. What's that dude's name?
Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis. There might be one on the playboard, man. Who knows? He could do some Western. Ultraman. An Ultraman statue in China breaks a world record for a statue of a superhero or a statue of a guy. 34 feet, 0.12 feet high.
Ooh.
Jesus. And the character of Ultraman also holds the record for the most spinoff series. The original series was 1966, and they have since had 33 shows following in the wake of the original series. Who knew?
Huh.
Never seen a minute of
that.
Really?
Ultraman? Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know why it was in China, but it's a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Japanese joint.
There's no Tobar. It's a space-age robot, though.
Oh, yeah. Gigantor.
Gigantor, that's it.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it. See that? Old age.
Well, you got Tobor. That's a real one. All right, this is weird. This is fucking weird. What? You know, I read the headline. What? What the fuck is that? What do you mean by this? Oh, GT has some news. They had a big fat white possum on their deck today. Very cool.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Albino.
Good to see that. I saw the ugliest possum was in my backyard, man. He's almost hairless.
Yeah.
Shabby looking dude. Nice guy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the world's largest wearable cake dress. What?
What?
That's what I'm saying. What? It's a dress that is a cake.
Wow.
Looks like one of bell things, you know, like a wedding dress or something, right? But it's on a frame, and on the frame is all this cake and icing and shit. So this girl's walking around. Well, not much walking because the dress weighs 289 pounds. Anyhow.
You eat all of it? Is she naked under there?
They were eating it. Yeah, they didn't get to the end, the good parts, though.
Okay. They didn't get to the yum-yums?
No, well, they were eating.
I'm sure they were.
Exactly. A cake dress. Weird. What the fuck? It was really weird, man.
I would have gained some pounds there. Getting to the core of that.
You'd be eating that one spot. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, here's a cool one. A boy, age 9, again, raising money for cancer. Cancer boy. He wanted to raise $2,800 for cancer research.
Okay.
So a Chicago boy broke a record when he dribbled a basketball for 1 hour and 20 minutes and 1 second while wearing a blindfold. Ah!
Oh, Jesus.
Who's your Messiah now, right?
Yeah.
I know everybody's
really
impressed.
Are they getting anywhere with this cancer stuff?
I think it's a racket, man.
Yeah. They keep getting in the box for research.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's not a racket. It's real tech, I guess. But trying, I want to do the shoot fights on. I don't. If you ever saw the movie, I can't remember the guy's name now. Simpson Oil, about the guy that makes the pot oil that's supposed to cure your cancer.
Huh.
Kind of a weird.
Heard of it.
Yeah. Anyways. Moving right along, he dribbled the basketball for 1 hour, 20 minutes, and 1 second.
Blindfolded. Using the force. Right.
Good for you. This one's weird. I don't understand it. A California dog 7-inch eyelash earns Guinness World Record. Why the fuck is there an eyelash record? Number one. Number two, it's on a noofy poo. A noofy poo. Shouldn't count, man. We're stacking it back with the noofy poo.
Yeah, or just, the thing was born with this, right? So all of a sudden it's a record? Get the fuck out.
It's a Newfoundland and poodle breed, which I suspect was bred for the eyelashes.
There you go. There you go.
I smell a rat. I smell a fig. They've been planning this for like generations. They're going, and then finally it'll be a noofy poo, and we got a poo poo with a thing and the eyelashes, and we win.
Yep. Evildoers.
I smell it. Okay. And this one's awesome. We got no Idaho man again this week. I don't know what happened, man. Fell off the map.
Okay.
This woman. A Chilean woman became the first person to swim 1.55 miles in Antarctica. She's swimming in water in Antarctica. Like the coldest place in the world. Barbara Hernandez, 37. Fucking hats off to Barbara Hernandez, man.
That's insane.
You believe that? Oh, my God. Whoa, I'm shivering just thinking about it. That's an accomplishment. She should be proud.
See her nipples.
Oh, Where's my cue on an ending like that? Is it cold in here? It is happy to see me. Alright, well that's it.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Put somebody's eye out with those things.
It starts off like a thousand other songs that you've heard before. Except in this one, they do a little do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So you try to change the station, but it's playing on everyone. A bunch of shitty-ass chords and lyrics recorded by a fucking moron. And you assume that the general public is not that stupid. You're positive that nobody will want to listen.
Tribute to Burt Bacharach. Speaking of nipples, he was married to Angie Dickinson.
Yeah, there you go.
I just remember admiring her nipples from time to time.
Right. Pepper. What was her name?
Pepper Anderson.
Pepper Anderson. There you go.
Yep.
And I can't think of her co-star's damn name. That happened the last time I thought a policewoman. You can see his fucking ugly face, man. In all the westerns. Damn it. I'm looking it up this time. Earl Holloman. Boo! Thank you,
there
brain.
You
it still works. There's still a deer left.
You and the foreman went blank on his name. I had to tell you that.
What's that?
You and Dory, James Dory, were trying to figure out his name, and I had to tell you.
Oh! Real? Oh, God, I forgot that, man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I couldn't even remember Earl. And then he got the rest. Yeah.
Earl Holloman, yeah. I don't know why. He's pretty, you know, he's a pretty decent star.
Yeah.
I guess.
He was saying, oh, I'm good friends with him. He's going to kill me. I can't remember his name.
I have to listen back to that, man. We're actually, like, on our way to be, like, a real show and everything. And then, like, stuff happened and this and that. And I went into permanent goblin mode.
Here we are playing What's New Pussycat with some kind of weird voice.
Yeah, chipmunks. High humor. Ford says Burt Bacharach was also married to Carol Bayer Sager. Carol's nipples were drooping a bit by that.
Okay.
Alas. Angie. I'd still do Angie, man. She's like 95.
Yeah, do her out of memory.
Fuck yes. Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
That'd be a notch in the old belt. What a respectful way to speak of women. And on that note, a Valentine quickie.
If our love was some swamp gas, it would make a sweet sound. If our love was a skunk butt, it would stay on the ground. If our love was a camel, it wouldn't much fit. If our love was an outhouse, it would smell like a barbecue pit. I wrote this sweet love song special for you. Since I forgot your birthday, it's the least I could do. I love you as far as a turkey can fly. I love you as long as a lizard stays dry. I love you as strong as a turtle can swim. I love you as deep as the doo-doo I'm in. If our love was a cockroach, it could jump really high. If our love was a mushroom, it would be a fungi. If our love was bread pudding, it would hardly have mold. If our love was an outhouse, it would be made of gold. I wrote this sweet love song special for you. Next time I'll notice your brand new hairdo. I love you as far as a turkey can fly. I love you as long as a lizard stays dry. I love you as strong as a turtle can swim. I love you as deep as the doo-doo I'm in. If our love was a chicken, it would have pretty wings. If our love was a cow pie, it would make noses sing. If our love was a trash dump, it would have no dead mice. If our love was an outhouse, it would have no horse flies. I wrote this sweet love song special for you. I think I misspelled your name on my new tattoo. But I love you as far as a turkey can fly. I love you as long as a lizard stays dry. I love you as strong as a turtle can swim. I love you as deep as a doo-doo I'm in. If our love was a camel, it wouldn't much fit. If our love was an outhouse, it would smell like a barbecue pit. I wrote this sweet love song special for you. Don't thank me, just make me more cornbread and stew. Honey, you're sweeter than bath of mildew.
What kind of shit is that?
Quickie for Valentine's Day, man.
Yeah.
I'm working on Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, got a gig at a winery. Winery.
Ah, nice, nice.
So.
Do a little tasting, do you?
No, it's too long a drive, but a lot of times when you work at the winery,
sure.
They give you a little tip on the way home,
uh-huh.
Like a free bottle of wine.
Oh, sweet.
Keep a good thought.
Yeah, nice.
I just, you know, go, oh, that looks delicious.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that's delicious wine you make here by your shows. Someday I'd like to have some of that wine.
Kind of hate that you want one of the barrels.
And throw in some tapioca to go. That'd be good. That'd be good for me. Fuck yeah. Hey, man, what do we got here? Well, moving right along. We slowed down there. We were going fast. We were going slow, then we went fast, and we slowed down again, and then we kind of went middle speed. This is where we're at, man.
We didn't plan that?
No. It's all...
Oh, okay.
Happenstance. So, I say we yodel. See, I think G thinks the yodel is in the middle of the show there. I think he thought those guys were going to start yodeling. Which, in fact, they did not. Kind of a corny one tonight.
We like corny.
All right.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Yodel. Lucille Starr.
Thank you.
Trip. Ladies and germs. Speaking of which.
What's it, sucker?
Triple pitchers and catchers report this week. Woohoo! Daddy G's Cubs, Ford's Jays. Ope, you a Cardinal guy? No, you're a Royal guy. You could be a Philly guy, Gumby.
Yeah, sure.
Philly guy. They got a good team. Went to the World Series.
Yeah.
Went to the Super Bowl. They lost them both. Oh!
Why not?
I'm so glad you don't like the Cardinals, though. Because, you know, they're like the Yankees in the National League. They're always good. You know, it's like, fuck them, man. They're always fucking good. Always good. Tapioca. Man.
Now I got a hankering.
For some tapioca. I bet you tapioca's got some calorie count.
Yeah.
Check that out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
My mom used to put in my lunch one of them, the flip-top little tin container that you'd cut your tongue on when you'd lick the tapioca off the top of it.
They always pissed me off because it was so little. I need a big tub of that shit. Yeah.
I know. It's just a little taste. Just a tease.
A little teaser. Yeah.
Tease of tapioca. Daddy G's agrees. He says F dot 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 the Cardinals. We could say Lyle Waggoner now in the chat.
Yeah, that's right.
Legal. Yeah. I'd be eating the tapioca. Oh, this is so good. And then Rookie would go, "Oh, that's railroad spit." God, man.
Railroad spit.
And I'm very susceptible to getting grossed out like that, you know, like, dude, man, railroad spit, really, food it is, man, you ever try it, I ain't eating that shit, let Lyle Waggoner fuck the Cardinals, all right, that I'd pay to see, wait, where, it's not this one. It's not this one.
You're being very on, dude.
No. This one.
That was definitely a happy ass.
There you go.
Non compos mentis, man. At least, like, I don't know. What could you do to Ron Jeremy, man? Put him in a cage. Just, you know, like a zoo. Weirdo.
Still alive, though. Gotta give him that much.
What's that?
He's still alive, though, right? Gotta give him
that
much.
He's still alive. Still alive. He's probably still making fuck flicks, man.
Uh-huh. Off his name alone.
The Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Oh. What a disgusting. I remember seeing him in a porn flick when I was in, like, high school or something, or whenever. College, I guess. I started watching porn flicks.
Yep.
The Hedgehog was there, man. He's still cranking them out. All right. Well, we got a special sing out tonight.
That's good.
You up for that?
Sure. Sure am. I got my last of the Kratom coffee.
Last of the Kratom coffee. I cracked one of the last of my Molsons.
Okay.
I'm quitting the Molsons, man. And all the good beer. No more good beer. I'm just drinking on the light beer from now on. I got to lose weight,
man.
Yeah. Just light beer from now on. So.
All right.
These Molsons, man. Yeah, those are good. Someday, baby. We'll reunite. But I gotta get rid of some gut first. All right, here we go.
Wait for it.
Yeah!
Okay, yeah.
Hit the same way for, what, 35 seasons we're flipping on? Mosin Canadian.
Same quality.
All right.
Got it now.
Oh, my God. Apple Cheeks has been having a beer once in a while.
Yeah.
With Clamato juice. With Clamato.
Oh, there you go.
The only other person I know that drinks that shit, well, used to drink it, was my son. He doesn't drink beer at all. Weird shit. Olson Canadian. Will we ever do Henry VIII again? Yes.
Yeah, why not?
All signs point to yes.
Let's give the eight ball.
Clamato juice, man. That shit is so... Man. Hey, what the fuck? Hey, look at that. So weird.
Seafood. Seafood beer.
Most Canadian. Well, the only place I could get it for him was at this bodega type thing. This like Mexican carry out by the trailer park up by the airport. They didn't sell it everywhere. Oh, boy.
I wonder if they still sell it. What if it's still out there?
Sure they do. Guido, that's the guy's name. Thank you, Ford, for this.
Guido.
Well, your contributions are greatly appreciated. Molson Canadian.
Okay, cream coffee.
Ford, can do it out, you pal. Thank you, Dr. Cake.
Who's
thank you,
man?
Out. You the man, Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks. Clamato has been refreshing us in California in the year 1969. Farmers choose our juice as a drink that made a long work days under the sun more tolerable.
Good shot.
I mean, come on, man. Have a hot. All right. On that
that's
note.
That's going to be fine,
though. Yeah, but you can't drink beer, man. You have to get a near beer Clamato.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeesh. Right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energize!
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
We're short.
Missed it by that much.
Do it again. I like it.
A mere bag of shells.
Indeed.
It's to me.
Yes.
Give him some Batmans for you in the chat. The Batman.
We got to get... I whooped Batman's ass.
Is it on? I don't. I might have it. I didn't. I forgot to look.
Or Wesley. Wesley. Wesley Mill. Wesley Wills. I think his name is
Wesley.
No, Wills.
Wesley something else. Wesley.
Yeah, Willis. Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis, dude.
Ah.
That.
And he always ended on a commercial.
I did save it. Of course I would save that. I whooped Batman's ass. Timeless classic. All right. Well, next week.
Okay.
We'll whoop some Batman's ass. And maybe do the Dan Blocker song. You never know, man. Anything could happen.
There you go. Miss the Dan Blocker song.
I'll probably be buzzed, man, because I think Bogey's coming over that day.
So. Gotta hit the bourbon, baby.
Yeah, he's been into the bourbon. He's been into the bourbon lately.
Yes, back to the bourbon. Yeah.
Yeah, he's back to the bourbon. And I gotta tell you, the old Ten High.
Yeah.
They reformulated it. It sucked. Really sucked balls for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Until they. The good shit got aged and whatnot and bottled.
Yeah. Now they're back.
The new formula? I got to do the French, the chef kiss. It is gorgeous, man.
Yeah,
wonderful.
All right.
It's nice, just neat in a glass. Pour with some ice. But it's a beauty. But I'm getting too old to drink that shit. I can't get up in the morning if I have bourbon. People drink that shit, man, on a regular basis. Yeesh.
Got me on that one.
Phew. What'd you drink? The vodka, right? You drank a lot of vodka, didn't you?
Not really.
Mostly beers. Beers.
That was beer. Beer in Manhattan's. Beer in Manhattan's.
Manhattan's. What's that? That's whiskey, right? Canadian whiskey or something? Yeah.
Canadian whiskey is what I had. Not bourbon. I prefer the Canadian whiskey.
Canadian whiskey.
And, of course, dry vermouth. I don't like sweetness.
Dry vermouth. It's excellent, man.
We're the perfect Manhattan where you have a little of both vermouths.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yep.
I'll have two. All right, man. All right, so we'll plan to do one. Send your cards and letters, man, to the page. And we'll make it happen.
Sounds good.
Make it
sounds
happen.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right. See you later, man.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.